Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Are you ready to practice?
And my name is Katie, I'm your other teacher. In this week's first lesson, Rob was trying to raise money for his church. They want to have a car wash.
Oh, and we also had a mystery lesson. Why couldn't the team shoot the ball through the net?
Finally, we learned about some music at the station. There's going to be a talent show. And now we'll watch all the lessons again. Make sure that you pay attention.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a list for my church. We're raising money.
Why are you raising money?
Our church's kitchen is old. We need a new one.
You need a lot of money for that.
Yeah, but we can raise money a little at a time. A few dollars can still help a lot.
How can you raise money?
I don't know. Do you have any good ideas?
How about making cookies and selling them?
That's a good idea, but we did that last week.
What about a yard sale?
We did that last month.
Don't worry, you can think of an activity, Rob.
I hope so. Jim, my church needs a new kitchen, so we are raising money. Do you have any good ideas?
Well, my church had a car wash. It was fun. We raised a lot of money, too.
That's a good idea. We can have it in the church's parking lot. But we might get wet.
Of course. It's a car wash.
Abby, can you help me?
Sure, Rob. What are you doing?
I'm raising money for my church. Our building needs a new kitchen, so we're having a car wash.
Good idea. How can I help you?
You're good at planning things. What do I need for a car wash?
Well, first, you need the right tools.
The right tools?
You need sponges, soap, buckets, and of course, lots of water.
Of course. What else?
Second, you need cars to wash. Invite people to come. Make big signs. Tell everyone about the car wash.
We can do that.
And last, you need volunteers to wash the cars.
Yes, volunteers. People in my church can help.
Great. Other people can help too.
Alex, look at you. You're wet, and there's soap all over you.
I know. This is a messy job.
You washed lots of cars. Look at the donations.
That's a lot.
Thanks for supporting us today, Alex.
You're welcome. This is a great way to raise money. But one thing will make this even better.
What's that?
Getting you wet.
No.
My partner, Mr. F, played basketball with some other policemen today. His team was really good. The teams made a deal. The team that lost would buy the other team dinner. He wasn't happy when he came back to his desk.
You lost.
I asked, Yes, Mr. J's team won, but they cheated. I'm sure of it, said Mr. F. Can you help me prove it, Mr. E? Mr. F told me about the game. His team didn't score until the end of the first half. They were shooting well, but the ball wouldn't go through the net. It was very strange. He couldn't see anything over the net. But we finally scored. Then the second half was fine, Mr. F ended.
We need to take a look at the courts,
I said. Nothing seemed strange about the court. Then we found a small piece of clear, thin plastic under a net.
They put plastic over your net,
I said. The ball tore it the first time you scored. But how could we prove it? Then I saw a trash can near the court. A big piece of plastic was inside. Mr. F, I said, take this to Mr. J.
What's that, Abby?
It's my new instrument.
It looks like a piano. How do you play it?
Well, you hold it with one hand and you play with the other.
What is this? Do you blow into it?
Yes, like this.
Interesting.
Do you want to try?
After you put your mouth on it? No thanks.
I'm practicing for the station's talent show. Susie and I are playing together.
Many people will see the talent show on TV.
That's true. What instrument will you play?
I can't decide.
How many instruments do you play?
I play the trumpet, the violin, and the piano.
If you can't decide, then you can just play them all at once.
Are you ready to practice, Abby?
Yes. Where should we begin?
Let's begin here. 1, 2, ready, go. Wait, was that the right note?
I don't think so.
Let's try again. Stop!
I played the right note that time.
Yes, you did. Can you play a little faster?
Okay, let's try again. 1, 2.
Good job. The song sounded a lot better.
I think we got it now.
How do you feel?
Tired. But great. We made a lot of progress.
I agree. You've improved a lot.
I can play all the right notes. And we can play together at the same time now.
Yeah. Not too fast, not too slow.
Talent show, here we come.
Hey, how was practice?
Great. We've made a lot of progress. The practice has really improved my playing.
That's important. If you want to be a successful musician, You have to practice a lot.
Yes, practice helps you learn the right notes.
True, but practice can also help you with so much more. There's more to music than just the notes.
Loud or soft, fast or slow, long or short.
That's right. There are different ways to playing each note.
It makes the music more interesting to listen to.
Music also needs emotion. Play it with feeling. Enjoy the song.
I'll remember that. Thanks, Rob. What are you carrying?
I decided to play my violin for the talent show. So, I'm going to practice.
Okay, everyone. In our review lessons, we ask you questions, and you can answer at home. Katie will answer in the studio, too.
Yeah, I'm ready, Peter. What's the first question?
Okay, here it is. Why is Rob trying to raise money for his church?
Good question. I think he's trying to raise money because they need something new, like a new refrigerator.
Close. A new refrigerator will go inside. Do you want to try again?
So the new refrigerator will go inside. Oh, they want a new kitchen at the church, right?
That's right. And that's why they have to raise money. A new kitchen is really expensive.
It is. So they can have a car wash, and that will raise some money.
All right, Katie, now it's your turn to ask me a question.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture, and you have to tell me which keyword this is, okay?
Sure, sounds great. I'm ready.
Okay, which keyword is this?
Oh, I know it. I know that instrument. It's really big.
That's right. What's its name?
It's a piano.
Right, Peter, good job. And good job to you too, friends. Right now, it's time to take a break.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Friends, what about the mystery lesson this week? Some policemen all played basketball together, but they were having trouble scoring points.
But Mr. E solved the mystery. The proof they were looking for was a clear piece of plastic. Good job, Mr. E. Okay, everyone, right now we're going to watch the features from this week again.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jack reporting for Let's Talk in English. What can you do when your car gets very dirty? I don't know. I don't have a car. But my dad does. He takes his dirty car to a car wash. Cars look so much nicer when they are clean. Let's take a look at some car washes. There are many kinds of car washes. Some are like a big machine. You drive your car up to the door of a small building. Then the machine takes your car inside. Water and soap cover your car. Brushes scrub it. Then air blows on your car to dry it. Another door opens and you drive away in a clean car. At other car washes, people wash your car for you. They put water and soap on it and scrub it. Then they dry it with towels. They will also clean the inside of your car, so it's nice too. There are also car washes where you can wash and dry your car yourself. In the United States, some schools or clubs have car wash events. The students wash cars to earn money.
It's a fun activity for the students. And people get nice clean cars.
Now my dad's car is really clean and looks great. All the windows are clean, the tires are clean. Now he can drive it home. Will it stay clean for a long time? I don't think so. But he can always take it to a car wash again. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about musical instruments. And here to answer our questions is my coworker, Susie. Welcome to the show, Susie.
Thanks, Rob. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Well, Susie, can you help us answer a question?
Sure, Rob.
Okay, today's question comes from Hope Chang from Staten Island, New York. Hope writes, "All my friends play instruments, but I don't. Is there an easy instrument that I can learn to play?"
What a great question. I'm glad you want to learn to play an instrument, Hope. Playing instruments is a lot of fun.
So, what instrument can Hope learn to play, Susie?
She can learn to play the ukulele. They're easy to play. I can show you.
Okay, great. But I don't have a ukulele.
Don't worry. I brought an extra one. Here.
Cool. Okay, so what do we do to get started?
First, you need to learn some chords.
Learn some chords. Okay, teach me.
All right. First, I will teach you the C chord. Put one finger on this string.
Okay.
Right here, and then strum.
Hey, I did it.
Yes, you did. Great. Now I'll show you the G chord. You make a little triangle. Good. And now I'll show you the F chord. Use two fingers, one here and one here. Okay, great.
Yay. This is fun.
Yeah. Now you're ready to play.
Okay, can we play a song together?
Sure. One, two, three.
Is a lot of fun. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
아이씨. 아이씨.
It's good to see you too, Ken. What's wrong?
My grades are terrible. I'm really worried I won't get into a good university.
You know, if you should, when you want to, try to study, I think you, I always have problems with my sentences. What am I trying to say?
I'm not sure, but I think I know someone who can help. Super Sentence Man!
Have no fear, Super Sentence Man is here! And the super sentence you need is, if you want to do something, you have to do something else. If you want to get into a good university, you have to study hard!
Yes, thank you! Ken, if you want to get into a good university, you have to study hard.
All right. Well, Ken, could you please make another super sentence for me?
Sure. If you want to have better English, you have to practice your super sentences.
Excellent! If you want to have better English, you have to practice your super sentences. You're right about that. Stephanie, can you use this super sentence in another way?
If you want to cross the street, you have to look both ways first.
If you want to cross the street, you have to look both ways first. Super! Well, it looks like my work here is done. But remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Goodbye.
Bye.
I know I need to study harder, but English is so difficult.
Oh, don't worry about that. I can help you. My English is perfect.
What? You needed Super Sentence Man's help.
Okay, you're right. Maybe we can study English together.
Now that you've seen all the lessons again, which was your favorite? I liked learning about musical instruments. I need to practice the violin.
Practice is always really important. I think we all learned that this week. And everyone, remember to practice using the key words that you learned.
And on Monday, we'll start a new great lesson. You don't want to miss it.
That's right. There's always more to learn here on this show. So everyone, it's time for us to say goodbye. But come back Monday and join us right here on
Let's Talk in English. Goodbye.